We're going to sing one more song. Number 20. Number 20. Behold the Savior of the Lord, He has been us as a reward, and taken all His praises put the song sheets away for a little bit. The first song that we sang said, God in mercy sent his son to a world by sin undone. Why would God need to send his son into the world? It's a good question. For those of you who have a Bible and have the opportunity to turn, you can turn to a few passages. For those of you who are otherwise occupied, feel free to listen. We're going to start in John's Gospel, chapter 1, and verse 1. John's Gospel, chapter 1, and verse 1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. In Him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. We read here, there's a story, and it says that there's this person called the Word. That seems kind of odd. We don't use that language these days. Do you know anybody named the Word? Maybe in your class? Or maybe where you go to work. Do you know anybody named the Word? We don't use that language these days. What do we use words for? To talk. To tell people what we want to know. If I want to tell you a message, I could try to draw, but I can guarantee you're probably not going to be able to understand what I'm trying to draw. And so thank God someone invented words, and we can communicate through words. And God communicates, or He speaks to us through someone called the Word. And we find that this Word was a person. It says that He existed in the beginning. It says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. What? So you're saying God, but now you're saying the Word, and now you're saying they're the same thing. Yes. God is a triune God, and He has three parts. Often in common words, we would say we refer to Him as God the Father, and the Word, who is also called His Son, the Lord Jesus. And elsewhere we'll find that there is one called the Holy Spirit. And all three are part of one. And they all existed in eternity past. But we find that the one named the Word, later we'll find His name is Jesus, says He created the worlds. He spoke and the worlds came into existence. I speak and my children don't listen to me. I speak, and sometimes my wife ignores me, probably because I'm wrong, but you never know. But here it says that the Word spoke, and the whole entire universe was created. The power in that person. It says, in Him was life, and the light of men. So we find that this individual named the Word, or the Lord Jesus, was life, and light. And in verse 5 it says, the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. I don't think we fathom that. How many times have you gone into a room that was completely black, completely dark, turned on the lights, and the room stayed dark? When we turn on the lights, either, well, the light works or it doesn't work, but if we turn on the lights come on and everyone can see. But here it says that God's Son came into this world and the world stayed black. The spirit of the world was such that they could not even comprehend who God was. How is that possible? How is it that you can't understand who God is. We go back to the start of the Bible. There's a story of a man and a woman named Adam and Eve. And in that story, they did something bad. They disobeyed God. And when God came to see them, they ran away and hid. The heart of man is such that when God comes into their presence, and man or woman or a child still has that sin in their hearts, they run away and hide. They can have nothing to do with that light because they are in their sins. Now we might think, well, yeah, that's my neighbor. That's my brother. That's my sister. They get in trouble all the time. Me? I'm good. Have you ever thought that? Oh, my coworker, they're always getting yelled at by the boss. They never can do their job right. But me, I'm good. We like to think, oh, well, I was raised in a Christian family. I heard the gospel preached. I went to Sunday school. I'm good. Are you good? Let's see what God says. You know, you can see what I say, but let's see what God says. We'll turn to Romans chapter 3. Romans chapter 3 and verse 12. Romans 3 and verse 12. We'll back it up. We'll start at verse 11. It says, "There is none that understandeth. There is none that seeketh after God. They are all gone out of the way together and become unprofitable. There is none that doeth good, no, not one." You might think that you're a little bit better than your brother. You might think that you're a little bit better than your sister, than your coworker, than your neighbor. But my friends, God doesn't have a sin scale. He says there's none that doeth good. In Romans 3 and verse 23, it says, "For all have sinned." Sinned. What? We don't use that word. What does sin mean? Sin is when we do something bad, when we do something that's against the rules. Have you told a lie? Have you stolen something? Did you speed on the way to conference? You sinned. Some of you, maybe 100 times on the way to conference. But it says, not only have you sinned, it says you've come short of the glory of God. So God has His glory? What? And I've come short of it. It says every single person has come short of this. That sounds like a problem. Let's keep on reading. Let's through to Romans chapter 3 and verse 20. It says, "By the deeds of the law shall no flesh be justified in His sight." By the deeds of the law? What? What does that mean? I can stand up here and talk, but if you can't understand what I'm saying, it's not doing you any good. What does this mean? I'll tell you.